Okay.
No. Lisa. $650.
M.
Yeah, there you go. And what do we have?
A streetcar named Desire.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm Tracy.
This is episode two.
Dose.
Season Duh. Also dose. Dose,
also dose. Dose,
dose. Dose.
Quattro. Nope. So, welcome back.
Yeah. Me? Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
That was a recent clip from Wheel of Fortune, which I'm sure everybody
Bless
has heard
heart.
Of. Bless his heart. I mean, my favorite part of that is, like, the silence slash after he said K,
yeah,
and they're like, what the hell? And then Pat is like, no.
A streetcar naked desire.
That doesn't even make sense.
There's not even a comma.
Streetcar
comma naked
desire.
Like that, or like colon. There's a lot of, but there was no punctuation.
Like, what other words could it have been besides named?
I think those are the only two words.
Naked, yeah.
No,
there's nothing else, and you went with the wrong choice. There could be there.
It wasn't final.
I don't think so.
I was gonna be like Final Jeopardy, but yeah, whatever final, it's called final. On Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah,
the final round. Anyways.
So that was that'll tie into something we're doing in like 2 seconds. But Jenny will do our like, how do you feel today? Update on your pregnancy. One word of how you feel today.
Giant. I was gonna pick fat, but that's not nice because, as you pointed out, I'm growing a human.
Yes,
I've gained no weight and yet I can't put my pants on. So it sucks to be pregnant but not pregnant enough that you're showing.
Yeah,
because then like you want to use that excuse when people see you on the street. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not fat, I'm just pregnant, but like that's awkward, so.
Right.
I just kind of feel a giant.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Again, growing a human. Growing a placenta.
Growing a placenta.
Is that weird for people? It's true.
That's just how we all were in a placenta once.
Okay.
Well, that's a fact.
No. Anyway. So the reason why we played that little Wheel of Fortune ditty is because we're doing trivia today.
Woo-hoo.
We did this last season. I enjoyed it. I love a good trivia.
Yeah, I mean, I love trivia. I wish, you know what I meant to tell you the other day? You know that place that I went, that Mexican place in NoHo? That new...
El Tejano?
Yeah, El Tejano. I couldn't remember what it was called. So they have trivia on, I think, Thursday nights at 8. So
is
once
that late for you?
Yeah, once the placenta has taken its hold. Ew.
Yeah, gross.
Nope. Once I feel better, we should go.
Okay, I'm
it's
down
Kings
for that.
It's Kings trivia, but whatever. It'll still be fun.
I love a good trivia. I recently went to Gilmore Girls trivia, and we placed third out of like 30, and it was just me, our friend Megan, who does the designs, and then our friend Caitlin. I mean, I was impressed with us.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, I love a good trivia. Gilmore Girls are not. So that's what we're going to do today. We're using a site called TriviaCafe.com.
Yes.
You can't follow along, but you can play along whilst we do this.
Whilst we triviaize.
Triviaize?
Yep.
Do you want to go first and ask me? Or
sure.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The world's deepest trench,
mm-hmm.
about 7 miles below sea level,
mm-hmm.
lies in the Western Pacific Ocean,
mm-hmm.
and is called what?
The Marianas Trench?
I'm assuming that's the answer. Yes.
Yay!
Great work.
Guys, I'm a genius.
That trench is real deep. You should read about it in Nat Geo
deep.
Or on the internet.
Only it's read about deep. It in National Geographic.
In it is deep. Deeper than the tallest tall thing in the earth.
So deep?
Like a lot of
we
Mount Everest
go deep
and shit.
And we don't
yeah.
get... This is the pre... Who sings that song? Get no sleep because we be up all night until the morning light. We go deep. This is like a song from like 1998. It's Janet Jackson.
Oh,
come on,
man.
It's like one of...
Dude,
a great... It's a great Janet jam. Janet Jackson jam.
You know what? I should have known that because you even sounded like her.
Oh, my... Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm sorry. All right, I failed Jenny. You. Okay, I'm ready.
These are all general knowledge questions, so there's no rhyme or reason. It is said that global warming contributed this year for the first time to the occurrence of a certain weather phenomenon in the northern part of Alaska, common in every other state. What was it?
Wait, contributed in northern Alaska, but this thing is common in all the other states?
Contributed to global warming because it, like, for the first time happened in Alaska, and it never happens in Alaska.
But it happens everywhere else.
So what was it? Come on.
A weather phenomena?
To the occurrence of a certain weather phenomenon.
Like, my first thought is tornadoes but mm-hmm. I don't know that those happen in every other state. They happen in a lot of other states.
Sure.
But I know that, like, the frequency of tornadoes and thunderstorms is, like, a lot higher because of global warming.
It's also northern Alaska. I don't know if that makes a difference in your thought process.
It could also be – do you know the answer already?
No.
Oh. I don't think it's, like, the thawing of the shit, you know?
Sure.
I'm going to go with thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, thunderstorms. Is that? Oh, that's guys, correct.
I love weather.
Yeah, it's true. You do. The other day, I, like, asked, I, like, sent Jenny a link to, like, a CNN article about, like, this cloud formation. And I was like, did you see this? And she's like, yep, I did already because I'm a nerd. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, it was also World Meteorology Day the other day. So, like, they're making a bigger deal about the clouds is my point.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, I'm gonna give you this one. I don't know the answer either, to be clear, and okay. I should probably, but I don't. Okay. So, Tracy, the yes. island group called the Greater Antilles are composed of Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, and what other significant island?
Oh. Jamaica, Puerto Rico.
Ooh, I wanna take you. Hispaniola. I don't know if that's gonna help you. And one other significant island. So what's near Jamaica? I don't actually know the answer.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, wait, so what are they called?
The Greater Antilles.
I don't know.
You do know the answer.
How do I know the answer?
I'm saying you know what this is. Like when I
know
say,
what the country
you
is?
You know what the country is.
Okay, great. I've heard of this country.
it's near Jamaica.
I
do you know where that is? Oh,
I don't know. I honestly don't know what's around it.
You want me to just tell
no.
you?
No. Okay. Bermuda.
No.
Antigua.
No, but please keep naming islands.
St. Thomas.
No, that is one of the Virgin Islands. Oh. It's a separate mountain.
Haiti.
No, that was a good guess. That's what I was going to say.
I have fucking no
idea. We should look at a map.
Okay. What is it?
It's Cuba.
Oh, I would like to go to Cuba.
Me too. I can't go right now because...
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant and Zika.
Right.
But... I guess that whole region is considered the Greater Antilles. Does this help? It's actually confusing to me because now
everyone look up, not if you're driving, but if you have access to a map. Oh, look at that.
Because
Haiti and the Dominican Republic
too, so I don't
are
know,
together.
Like, I don't know why this is considered a different island
sure.
group.
Maybe it was before they, I don't fucking know. I'm not going to attempt to make
I don't
up
even
any
know
stories.
When Hispaniola is.
Maybe it's
I didn't
Dominican
even know that was
Republic.
An island.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
This is a sport question. So get ready.
Wait, excuse me. I just want you to know that Hispaniola is the name of the island that holds Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Oh, so it's one.
So now we've learned something.
Yeah, great.
About islands.
See, if I had known that, I still wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
Which professional athlete was voted MVP in hockey 9 times?
Wayne Gretzky. I don't know any other hockey players.
The end of that was 9 times during the 1980s.
So oh, great. So I right. think I'm right.
That's correct.
Right. Woo. Thank God. It's the only one I know.
Oh.
I'm not giving you this one. It's too hard.
I'm giving you a different.
Sports one?
No. It was a different question because it was literally like, how do you say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao.
Jenny is literally Italian.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy,
mm-hmm.
between 1847 and 1854,
mm-hmm.
more than 1 million poor people came to the U.S. from mm-hmm. what European country and for what agricultural reason?
Agricultural reason in the U.S. or because they were fleeing something?
They were fleeing something.
I'm going to say Ireland in the Great Potato Famine.
Correct.
Oh!
You are correct. And that is how...
Guys, I'm raising the roof.
Raise the roof.
I don't know if you can see me.
U.S. history. Also Irish history. That potato famine. Do we know why the potato famine happened? I don't.
I have no idea. I don't know. Was it just like insects?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Disease. Oh, no. I don't know. Blight. Disease.
Blight?
Blight. It's a disease that a lot of, like, it's like a thing that plants get.
Oh.
Like, there's a lot of, there's, like, potato blight. There's other tomato blight. It's basically, like, it destroys the roots.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways. Well, good to know. Okay, ready? This is an entertainment question.
Oh, shit. Okay.
What two popular actresses of different generations played mother and daughter in the 2005 comedy Monster in Law?
Wait. 2005? So, like, who played the monster in law and who played the daughter in law?
Yes.
2005
comedy.
Was it Jennifer Lopez and Jane Fonda?
That is correct.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a great movie.
I feel like I would like it.
Yeah, you'd like it.
I loved all those Jennifer Lopez movies that came out in that time.
I love Jennifer Lopez.
In Manhattan. Like, what? Do you watch
Selena.
Ricky Blue? Is that the show she's on?
She's on Shades of Blue.
Ricky Blue is the one with Mike Mann from Canada.
Anything for Selena's that just had its 20th anniversary. Did you know that?
I saw that. Probably on your Tumblr.
Yes, that is correct.
I don't know if you're going to know this one. Do you want to do it? And then if you don't, we can do this one. Prussia became a kingdom in 1660. And at its greatest extent included much of the landscape.
Its greatest what?
Extent. Like expanse.
Okay.
Like, you know how like empires expand?
Sure.
It included much of the landscape of what two countries? Two countries that are now. Like, where was Prussia back in the day? Because obviously Prussia is no longer a thing.
Is one of them Russia?
No.
Okay. It's like Eastern Europe, right?
Yes.
So like
bleeding over to regular Europe.
So that helps. Like a Turkey?
No.
No, like a Poland?
Yes. Poland is one of them.
Poland and whatever is next to Poland.
Yeah. What's next to Poland? Think about when we were at the castle.
I am. I can't.
Think about Austria. World War II. No, to the left.
What's next to Poland? Germany?
Mm-hmm. Germany.
Oh, Poland.
I was going to be like Nazis, and I was like, that's super obvious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Do you know that one of the other greatest people back to the Marquis de Lafayette from episode one was a Prussian guy whose name was von Steuben and he also helped turn the war around. Like, he basically came to America and was like, none of you guys don't know how to like run drills or like do anything, because the Prussians were like, oh, I must be in the army and I must protect everybody, so I'll do whatever you say. But Americans were like, I'm free and I do what I want.
Right.
And so he had to like whip everybody into shape.
Man.
Him and the Marquis de Lafayette. Anyways, okay.
When you said that von Steuben name, it immediately, you probably don't know this. Maybe you do. On 30 Rock, the character that Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, plays, who's like in a wheelchair. And
oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
He's hilarious. Oh, my God. Anyways, it's a shout out for Scott. You're listening. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Let me ask you this.
All right.
Which former president was quoted in a Playboy magazine interview saying, I've committed adultery in my heart many times. Adultery in my heart.
Jimmy Carter? I hope it's Jimmy Carter.
Oh, come on. Pick a better
question. No, it can't be Jimmy Carter. But I really want it to be.
It's not Jimmy Carter. In a Playboy, so, you know.
In my heart. Ew, I hate everything about that.
Whoever said it is questionable. I'll tell you one person it's not.
Bill Clinton.
Oh,
I was gonna say Barack. Also Barack Obama, but Because he committed it in his Oval Office. Mm-hmm. Get it?
I get it.
President. I don't know. Nixon? Is it Jimmy Carter?
It's Jimmy Carter.
I told you. You made me doubt myself, but I knew it was Jimmy Carter.
Why would you know that?
Because I love Jimmy Carter.
And you know that he's committed adultery many times in his life?
Yeah, because he's like so pure. Guys, Jimmy Carter, not just peanuts. You know he cured
Jimmy Carter, not just peanuts.
Not just peanuts. Do you know what's ridiculous? Do you know that people gave him so much shit when he became president because he had a fucking peanut farm that he gave up to be president, and now fucking Donald Trump is president and didn't give up anything?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
a tangent.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to do one more?
Sure. Not this one, though.
Okay.
Oh. I feel like you're going to be good at this one.
Oh, God.
Tracy.
I'm going to get it wrong.
Can you name two U.S. states whose name contains the complete names of other states?
Mm-hmm. I can. Arkansas?
Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm out. Okay, hold on. Is it like West Virginia? Or no?
No, it is West Virginia.
Oh.
Correct.
Well, that's dumb.
See, like, that's like a trickster. Yeah. Great.
Great.
Great work. See you.
Well done. That was fun. I love trivia.
I love trivia. So we talked about this a little bit in episode one, but for this episode, we wanted to help everybody stay woke. And make sure that if you choose, which you should, to be involved in politics right now, aka everything, you had resources to do that. So we want to just talk to you a little bit about some quick and easy ways for you to make a difference that are not going to overwhelm you.
Great.
So
I was like waiting for you to talk about it.
I can go first or whatever. So I find that the easiest way to manage my emotions and feelings is to be involved, but in a way that's tangible. And so I think that it's important for me to take action, and it's easier to do that if you're focused on one thing or a couple things instead of like trying to make a difference on everything. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, you know, you have to focus on one thing at a time. Multitasking mm-hmm. is hard. So I have a couple suggestions for things that you can read, which I find to be really helpful. I'm mostly a Facebook, other than obviously reading the news. Like, I'm a Facebook follower of people. Like, that's just how I prefer to follow stories. Mm-hmm. So I really like what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're really educational. They're in a different, obviously, the South, so they are in a different part of the U.S. than me, so I feel like I'm getting educated on things that I wouldn't necessarily be aware of. And I also really like the Indivisible Guide. They came out right after the election with, like, basically how to resist Donald Trump and what to do away from him, and, you know, brought to light a lot of opportunities. And they have a Facebook page as well, and I think also an e-newsletter. Mm-hmm. I just prefer Facebook because I can interact with it instead of it overwhelming my inbox. And then if you want to make a difference and take action instead of education, I would recommend ResistBot. Have you heard of that?
I just heard about it maybe yesterday.
So basically you text a number, and then it will help you craft letters to your congresspeople or a bunch of, I think, governors and all that jazz. And then it will, I believe it faxes people, which seems like not
interesting,
the best way to do it. But because the phone lines have been so busy, mm-hmm. it's actually
better
because it's like physical. Mm-hmm. You can also what's it called? MoveOn.org has like a phone number you can call that will, like, if you tell it where you like your zip code, it'll call your senator for you.
It's great.
But that, you know, that type of thing. So those are my resources, I would say.
Great. Just to go along with your like education, I think for me, in terms of like, well, just in general, I think we all need to be educated more about what's going on.
Yeah.
Especially if like the majority of Trump voters were, you know, undereducated.
Yes.
Voters. I think it's important that they educate themselves, but we also need to educate ourselves as well. So most of mine are just focusing on educationing.
Educationing, folks.
Educationing. So similarly to Jenny, I also like to get news off of social media, but I prefer Twitter. Because that way I can just like follow like the Southern Poverty Law Center on Twitter, and it's all like on one feed. One person who I think is great that always has like thought-provoking comments and like retweets articles is Sean King. He is writer for the New York Daily News, but also like been like so many things before. He's like been a pastor, he's been a teacher, he's like in general like a civil rights activist.
He's
so
v-woke.
He's v-woke. He's like the wokest. So his Twitter is Shaun King. So he's great. Another resource which I think has surprised a lot of people over the past year is Teen Vogue, as in
so good
the magazine. It kind of started when this writer Lauren Duca wrote an article back in December called Donald Trump is Gaslighting America, and it like totally made its rounds, especially on Twitter. People are like, oh my god, like look at Teen Vogue, like this is what they're doing, like don't sleep on them. And one thing that they've been doing every day, not Lauren, but Teen Vogue, every day they tweet out something that's called a woke list. And they like have an article that has like five resources that will help you like in terms of like politics and civil rights and social action. That's just like a daily thing that they do every single day, which I think is great, especially for their base. Like, these are not only teens, but like millennials. And if it reaches any other demographics, that's great. But especially teens who are like unable to vote and
or gearing up to vote in the
gearing
next election.
Up to vote, like what, how they can participate in community and their government without being able to vote. So those are two great things, people accounts to follow on Twitter. But in general, one thing I've been trying to doing more of is just to like follow through on reading articles. I'm the queen of having too many tabs up.
Yes, you are.
And I'm like, oh, let me read this article that Jenny posted on Facebook, but I need to do it later because I don't have time. So what I've, and then I just never read it.
Right.
So what I've been trying to do is just follow through on like all the like political type articles. So I like, because I'm never gonna get back to it otherwise. So I've just a simple thing as like following through on reading an article can like educate you so much. So totally I suggest that for people who have like semi ADD.
I would also say one thing that I get every day, and if I don't read it, I don't read it, but I try, is the skim.
I'm also very bad at that because I get it and I never
read it. So the skim, I feel like for the pat, because I've been pregnant and therefore exhausted all the time, I've actually been really not politically active for the past 3 months. Like for me, like I've been reading but not doing a lot. And the skim is just like quick and dirty, like will tell you what's going on in politics and like who's voting on what and like just kind of will be top line. So I recommend that if you don't have a lot of time for whatever reason, like just so that you kind of know what the issues are and then you can follow up on the ones that really matter to you.
I agree.
Does that make sense? I also think if you are in the market for like more, one thing I would suggest is to like join a group. Like I have a couple groups going here in LA. If you live in LA, feel free to reach out. And they have different purposes. So one is more of like a action based kind of going through the channels of local government. And then the other one is more just like kind of the segment, like helping us stay woke and helping us learn about what's going on and like taking smaller actions, like maybe being a part of the name is escaping me right now. The thing, the organization that does like the closest
Swing Left.
Swing Left, thank you. Swing Left, where like it's the closest congressional district that might swing towards the progressives in the next election, for example, because obviously we're progressive over here, but those types of things. So like again, like pick an action that you care about and then follow through with that, and then you won't be like overwhelmed with like a thousand different
I think even key issues. Here is follow through
And the other thing I would say is we, like, in my local government group that we're working on, we've kind of assigned everyone a topic, and that helps with the overwhelming part of it. Like, I know that Anissa's going to research the pipeline, and I don't have to look at those articles because I know she's going to give me an update, that type of thing. So I would just say follow through on the things you can follow through on. Don't overwhelm yourself, and slowly but surely you'll know more about what the fuck's going on in America.
Yeah. I've also, like, for our blogs, Cookies and Sangria, our Twitter, we've been doing something every single day since November 9th, 2016. And we basically have created this huge chain. It's like day one, hashtag Trump's America. So we kind of, like, highlight it. It started off with, like, a whole bunch of, like, hate crimes that were happening after the election. But now it's just, like, become a catch-all for all the crazy shit that's happening in the administration. Mm-hmm. So now we're, like, day 135 or something. It's one huge ass chain that we've also made into a Storify. But it's a fun thing for me to do. I don't even have to try that hard to find something crazy that's happening.
For sure.
But just, you know, keeping yourself in the loop that way. But the end.
Yeah, I like it.
Great.
Let us know if you guys have other, like, things that you found really helpful in the world, and tweet at us or write us an email, and we can share those with our listeners as well. I can't believe we're already here, but we are ready for. So today we're going to talk about holiday candy.
Because Easter just happened.
And we love candy. No.
I don't love candy. No, we don't. That was a complete lie. I don't love it.
Candy's fine. But
we're going to talk about it anyways.
We're going to talk about it anyways. I'm going to give Tracy some candies from the first half of the year, which basically is Valentine's Day and Easter.
Yeah.
And Trace is going to take up the second half of the year, which is basically Halloween. And
Christmas.
And Christmas.
I was like, oh, do we do candy for Labor Day? No, nobody does that.
No. Here's a chocolate pick. What? I don't know.
This is going to be a fun look back at, like, what the fuck you were saying while you were pregnant.
Jenny's pregnancy months. All right, are you ready?
I am ready first for candy.
And
oh my god.
Go. Conversation hearts.
Hate it.
Box of chocolates.
Love it.
Jelly beans. But not Jelly Bellies. The shitty jelly beans.
Hate it. I would have said hate it either.
Robin eggs.
Are those filled with chocolate inside?
No, they're the ones that are Whoppers, but shaped.
Oh, absolutely not.
Peeps.
I used to be really into Peeps. Now I just, I'll say hate it.
Interesting.
I don't eat candy
that
much. Yeah. I'd rather just have, like, a chocolate.
Yeah, I feel you.
Or a chocolate item.
Do you know what I love? From, like, that for the first half of the year, which I didn't include because I wasn't sure if you would know what it is. But you know those candies at Easter that are, like, the hard, they have a hard candy shell and then they're milk chocolate on the inside?
That's what I thought a robin's egg was.
No, I don't know what they're called. They come in a purple package.
Yes. Is that a Cadbury thing? It can't be. It could be. We don't know.
But when I was in college and I... they're Cadbury mini eggs.
Yeah.
But they're not Cadbury eggs because Cadbury eggs have, like, weird shit in them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Cadbury's the brand.
Yes, Cadbury's the brand. But, like, when you say Cadbury eggs, people have a preconceived idea of what it all meant. Anyways, when I was in college and I broke up with my high school sweetheart, I couldn't eat anything for, like, 3 weeks except for those eggs.
Oh.
I know.
So, but you can still
but
eat
I
them.
Like, still love them.
Interesting.
Like, they're so delicious. I actually didn't buy any this year specifically because I knew I would just be a monster and eat all of them.
Well, you're feeding two.
Eating for two.
Eating for two.
Eating for one and a third.
I'm also eating for two.
Yeah. Thank you for your support.
I'm eating for three for Jenny and the baby.
Please eat for me
and sympathy eating.
Me and Figgy.
Oh, let me Okay, so basically I'm doing July to December, but again, to reiterate.
Halloween, Christmas.
Halloween candy, which is
any type of candy.
Yeah.
And Christmas candy. Okay, ready?
Ready.
On a way. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Candy canes.
Love them.
Necco wafers.
Ugh, hate them.
Twizzlers.
Ugh, hate them.
Candy corn.
Ugh, hate them.
Candy cane Hershey Kisses.
Ugh, hate it.
They're not that good.
They're, aren't they white chocolate too? I hate white chocolate.
I don't like white chocolate.
Listen, I love peppermints and anything to do with peppermints. Mm-hmm. I will eat 1,000 candy canes.
Oh, actually, I don't like candy canes. But I like peppermint flavors.
I like all candy canes and except for the, that's a lie. I like the red ones and I like the green ones.
I feel like it's too much candy for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to eat a whole candy cane. I can't. I like the mini ones.
No, I can't do, these are the candies I can't do.
Any of them, any apparently.
I don't like a candy cane, but I also don't like fruit-based candy. So, like, I don't like a, like Starburst. I mean, I'll eat a jelly bean.
Or, like, a Skittle.
I would pass on a Skittle.
See, I feel the same way. Like, I prefer chocolate candy, except for candy canes. I prefer all the way, always chocolate.
Yeah,
chocolate. But I also don't like nougat. It's a very specific range of candies. Yeah, that I
also am not like the biggest fan of caramel. Like I'll eat it.
I love caramel.
But like I would not have a Snickers over like a Reese's cup.
Oh, interesting. I don't like a Snickers because I feel like
it's too much.
It's too much. But I like a Twix.
I'd have a Twix, but that's not the first thing that I would choose. In general, I'm just not a candy person.
Yeah, I respect that. I mean, my numero uno candy besides the Cadbury eggs is what's it called? A Heath bar, which like is an old lady candy.
Yeah, but that's.
I love toffee.
I don't.
Ugh, delicious.
Great.
Guys, we suck at candy.
What? We be jamming. That's our jam again. So here we are telling each other and you guys what we're digging right now.
Just talking to each other.
What we're jamming. Jenny, what's your jam?
My jam is the television program Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
So again,
so sorry.
Being pregnant, I've been watching a lot more TV because I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So I started watching Grace and Frankie a couple months ago and then caught up. And I'm need to watch season 3, but I'm trying to savor it because I'm caught up, like ironically caught up on most of my shows right now, which is shocking.
Which never happens.
I know,
folks.
It never happens. But I want to be Frankie. Like I love everything about her. Her clothes, especially her wardrobe, is my whole like my dream.
Guys, Jenny's like a hippie.
Such a hippie. I love all of her clothes. I love that she like. She's so weird. Like she makes her own lube and like the things that she drinks, just everything about her is my whole heart. Like the, like when she like needs to like rub the girl's belly cause she's pregnant. Like she just is so weird and everything
she's
I want to
so
be.
Weird.
She's who I aspire to be.
And I aspire to be Grace.
I mean that I respect that.
I don't I
like,
really.
I mean, I like Grace too, but
I'm probably like one of the daughters. Who's like annoyed by everything.
But yeah, and plus I love Ethan Embry, and if somebody had told me he was on that show earlier, I would have watched it immediately.
That's hilarious.
Like, way to bury the lead, folks. Plus, well, like, Martin Sheen. Like,
but he's not, yeah, the main thing.
And his name is Coyote because she's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love her so much. I just want to be her.
Crazy.
Plus, I love Lily Tomlin, and I like that Lily Tomlin and Martin Sheen are working together again.
Yes.
Because hashtag West Wing.
Yes.
So that's my jam.
I just put that together.
Right?
I did not even think about
that.
It
makes me so happy.
It's because I think I like immediately think of like seasons 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. I'm not going to say who, but.
spoiler?
Because spoiler.
From 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? When did that show come out?
No. 2003. No, 1998.
Yeah. 1999. It's 2017. That's almost 20
Get
years.
Get out of here. You're 20 years. I don't know. Okay, my jam.
Yeah, what's your jam?
Is an album that came out like last year. But I cannot get enough of it, guys. And I made Jenny listen to it, I think, like a few weeks ago. It is Maren Morris.
Oh, we were in the backyard, yeah.
Yes. She is a country singer. She is 26 years old. And she came out with her first like full-length album last year called Hero. Her lead single off it is called My Church, which... I don't think they play it on mainstream radio, but they definitely play it on like country radio. Not that I listen to country radio, but like it's been nominated for a lot of awards and actually won her a Grammy in February. And she was a songwriter in Nashville, and she actually wrote a song called Second Wind, which Kelly Clarkson recorded for her Piece by Piece album, but it was like the deluxe version, so it was like, but still great. And on Marin's album, she also, she recorded Second Wind, also great.
I love when they do that.
Yeah. So other songs that I love are I Could Use a Love Song. There's a song called Once. There's a song called Just Another Thing. She also has an NPR Tiny Desk video. If you're not familiar.
I still haven't watched it. I need to.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys, that should be another jam, the NPR Tiny Desks, because if you haven't seen those.
Mutual Jam.
That thing is great. So if you want to hear her acoustic, that's great, too. Highly suggest. Mary
Morris.
She's
great.
She's not even, like, I would say it's like pop rock country as opposed to like
it's manageable country.
Yeah, it's manageable country.
Like, well, like it's like Lady Antebellum or like
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, like it's like mainstream country as opposed to like twangy.
Let's play a little.
Okay. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya when I play the
Listen to her. That's it. We're done.
Here we are.
Episode 2.
Bye. I mean.
Okay. At the end of the season, we're going to cut together all the parts where you
are insane.
Great. It's going to be like 8 hours.
It'll just be every minute of every episode in one long episode. Yep. Okay. If you want to find more about me, please follow me on Garlic My Soul. It's a food blog, and I'm on all the social media.
And you can find me on my non-food blog, cookiesandsangria.com, and all the social media at cookiesandsangria.
If you want to find out more about the podcast or any of the things we talked about today, you can find us on...
thatsourjampodcast.com. Okay, cool.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at That's Our Jam.
And also review us on iTunes. Give us a little 5 stars, even if you don't like us.
Yeah, please. This is, we need to...
Give us 5 stars, but then also say how much you hate us in the actual review.
Yeah. You can tell us all your feelings, but give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
And we'd like to shout it out to Megan Roy, who did our illustrations for the podcast. Her website is megan-roy.com.
And you can also check out Steve, the person who made all our theme song, and he has
on Instagram.
He has Instagram. I don't know. Let's not give out his Instagram. Let's not give it out.
What if it's
because it has nothing to do with his music?
So what?
Look he's at got me, a band. Talking. What's the
he
name?
He has a band. We'll find out the name of it. Steve, what's
our
the
good
name?
Our good friend
our
Steve?
Our good friend Steve.
Gotta find out the name of his. Band.
I knew it last week.
Oh, this is he's going in a super cut.
Mike and folks.
All right, everyone, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day, night, weekend, week. Just have a good life.
Yeah.
All right, until next time.
Yeah.